All right, welcome everybody back inside the morning roundup. Here we are with 1A state cross country individual winner, Brendan Ellis from Ingalls. Brendan, we appreciate you joining us. Obviously, huge congratulations, an awesome weekend for you, what you guys did and really what you were able to do, you know, being the second individual championship of state winner for Ingalls, obviously the first for cross country. Just kind of talk about your performance a little bit and really what, you know, the second you crossed that finish line, what was the first thing that kind of came to your mind and you were able to take out of that win?
Honestly, like, the whole race, I was kind of deciding whether I should stay back and try to outkick everyone at the end or just go out and try to blow it open. And I came in through that first mile really fast, and I looked behind me, and they were pretty far back. So I figured then I should probably just try to blow it out. And I crossed the finish line, not knowing how far back they were. And it was just kind of like everything I've been working for in the summer and in this colder weather that we've been having, it's all for this.
Yeah. Talk about that weather change a little bit, because you guys, your season is very, very different in the fact that it's very, very warm in the summer into the early fall, and that kind of makes that switch and you're running in some colder temperatures. How does that kind of affect your training and leading up to this state race? Did you really feel a difference before the race?
I have pretty bad joints, and I definitely feel it as the weather changes. It's pretty nice during the summer when it's warmer, but as soon as it starts to get colder, I start to hurt a little bit more, so I definitely have to like wear warmer clothes and stretch a lot more thoroughly than I would in the summer.
Let's get back to the race a little bit. Your final time, 16 minutes and some change there. I believe a personal best for you in that regard as well. It seems like just about 15 minutes. It's really not that long in the grand scheme of things. Does it feel shorter than that? Does it feel longer than that when you're out there actually running the race, and kind of does time slow down or does it speed up for you when you're out there?
So that was my first time running without my watch, and I'm used to being able to look down and see like how long I've been going and how far I have to go, and I didn't have that there, so it was kind of faster, but as I got like to the second mile, I was like, this is dragging out a long time. I'm running slow.
What was that decision to not wear your watch? What kind of came into that? Any superstition, or you just felt like, hey, I'm going to try to give my last chance, my last go around?
My coach came up to me and was like, remember, you can't like have anything tracking you or anything. And I don't think I have anything that would affect that, but I thought, you know, might as well, just in case anything were to happen.
Gotcha. There's a really awesome picture of you crossing the finish line. I think it kind of goes along with what you were saying as far as looking back and realizing nobody was there. What was your first emotion when you crossed that finish line? When did it sink in, and what were kind of those feelings just right after the race?
Honestly, it was such a big feeling of accomplishment. Like, I crossed and I saw my time as I was running up, and I knew that there was no one behind me for a while, and I just kind of let everything out from the summer miles to up until that moment. It just all came out then.
And your last couple of seasons, you've been kind of building to that moment, right? You've been right around the top 10, kind of working your way up into this top slate and ultimately the ultimate goal, winning the race. What do you think you learned the most in these last couple of years leading up to this year that helped you the most in this race compared to last year's?
Definitely like hard work. Like, my freshman year, I didn't make it to state, and I was kind of like, that was a disappointment. And so I trained harder in the summer, and this summer, from like comparing my sophomore summer to this summer, it's definitely a huge leap from where I was at training-wise. And just preparing for races, like throughout the week, I've definitely started to run and train smarter. And I've had help from my friend who runs at Hayes now, and he's definitely helped me like be able to figure out a good training plan and how to keep myself healthy.
What's been the reception since you got back to town? Have you guys done anything special, maybe family, friends, or just some people around town after the big win?
I've had a few congratulations around the school, and I'm going to go out and eat with my family sometime just to kind of celebrate it.
What are you celebrating with? What's the food of choice?
Whatever they want. Like, I'm not super picky.
I was aiming for like maybe a pasta. That may have been the stereotypical maybe runner's meal that they'll be loading up on carbs. But hey, that's awesome nonetheless. What's next for you? You think in college? You sticking around here? You going somewhere? Do you have some plans post high school graduation?
I'm really going to focus on track first, but I do want to go and run at the next level. I'm not sure where I want to yet. I have a few offers that I'm looking at, but nothing's decided yet.
Awesome. Anything else here for us, Brendan? Once again, congratulations. Thank you for joining us. This has been really fun to follow your journey kind of from afar. Obviously, we're stationed in Garden City, but really the opportunity to get to see your accomplishments has been really, really strong. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.